Philip Semple, PNFD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/24/2025. The patient is for Miss Jennifer Cole. Cole spells C-O-L-E. Jennifer spells J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Date of birth is 11/16/1976. This is a 49-year-old female. Here with fever, period. The patient said this has been going on for 4 days, but it's gotten worse in the last two. Says she came in today because she's now having chills, body aches, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports cough. Says cough is dry. She denies bloody sputum with a cough. She denies night sweats or weight loss, period. Next line, patient reports fever. Says she did not check her temperature. She says she just felt hot with chills, period. Next line. Patient reports runny nose, says discharge from the nose is clear, says the nasal congested, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Hypertension. Next line. Seasonal allergies. Next line. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next line. Peripheral edema. Next paragraph. Medication are as follows: Adderall. Next line. Lisinopril +8 CTZ. Next line. Famotidine. Next line. Pantoprazole. Next line. Spironolactone. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. None. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% room air. Blood pressure is 113 over 80. Pulse 93. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous, and edematous terminates. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, and edematous. Uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. No exudates, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, free range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, no tender nodes, no palpable nodes, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is influenza A infection. Number two is fever. Number three is cough. Number four is bronchitis. Number five is rhinitis, period. Next paragraph. The following test was done in clinic today. Strep. Next line, flu A, flu B. Next line, COVID. Next paragraph. Next line, COVID and strep are negative. Flu A is positive, period. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient received the following nebulizer treatment. Consists of atropine and albuterol times one. And she was observed in the clinic for approximately 15 minutes after nebulizer treatment, then reevaluated. She reported improvement. She was sent home with the following: Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POB, ID for 10 days. Next paragraph, Zofran, 4 milligrams, ODT, 1 tablet sublingual, TID, PRN for nausea or vomiting. Number 12, next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask. Number 1, next medication, albuterol, 90 micrograms, 2.5/3 mils. She will use 3 mils with her home nebulizer, TID, PRN for cough slash wheezing. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for times 10 days. Number 30, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said she has not. Patient was strongly encouraged to increase fluids, to avoid sugary beverages, including sodas, to increase water, Gatorade, or Pedialyte. End of dictation.